Oh, it's glorious. We knew as the percentages were coming out, first you think 9 or 10, but then as the percentages start coming out, like, oh, we might have a chance. You know, especially the way they deliver it is, you know, the number 4, and they would start hitting the background, like, okay, that's not us. Or established in 2027, okay, not us. So it, as we got close, it, you know, I didn't expect it. But I think by 3 or 4, I was like, man, we're going to be up there. That's really exciting. I think one of the biggest things we've learned is agility. You know, we started just doing engineering, right? And then as the opportunity came to start building, we jumped on it, right? But we had to be agile enough to switch over and gear up fast. But then, you know, that product was over-engineered and no one cared, and so then we decided to switch to the hazardous liquids where the engineering did matter. And so then it was the agility to switch again. So as I keep thinking, it's almost like we've reinvented the company 3 times, and ultimately that's when we've now landed in a great niche. As Evie said, that not many companies building us, and we're the only company that can do this really safe version. And it's really because of that agility to move.
Was that part of the game plan initially?
Well, we, you know, one of our companies we really look up to was Lockheed Martin Skunk Works. And that was their story, right? They had 30 people. It was engineers, manufacturers. And they went from an idea of a stealth plane, just on paper. And a year and a half, it was flying in front of the Air Force. And the Air Force said, I'll take whatever, 30 or whatever they said. So that amount of agility, really having to marry manufacturing and engineering, being on one team. Ideas need to be born quickly. Need to be killed quickly if they're bad ideas, or fanned open and improved. So that agility is really what we wanted to have in the company and maintain. Even as we look at growing the company in size, that's one thing we don't want to lose, is that agility. It is really fun, you know, being located here with A&M. There's some great synergies there. And certainly it's also very, one of the most fun things is local customers for us. I can't tell you the feeling driving on Highway 6 and going, that one's mine. It's just absolutely incredible. You know, especially as an engineer, right? Because it's, professing is a lot of fun, but as an engineer, it doesn't quite compare to, I have an idea, we put it together, we engineered it, we built it, and there it is driving down the road. And, oh, that guy just called, he wants 3 more. That's incredible.
Well, doesn't that feed your hunger in both ways, both in academia?
It does.
And
it really does. It absolutely really does. And it's been interesting from my point of view, because I've been a professor since 2006, here at A&M since 2008, and it's been interesting to see what I convey in the class and how my knowledge transferred to the student has now changed as I'm doing things and I'm building real things. And it's a very different mindset I have in engineering, and you know, you start asking different questions and you start caring about different things that you want to try and convey to the student, you know, because they can read about these things in a book, or they can go on YouTube and look at a lecture from MIT on this subject, but there's, you know, some of those things that you want to be able to transfer to them, that, well, here's how it looks like in the real world, so that, yeah, they definitely feed on each other and builds up.
Well, certainly it becomes more value to the students when they're actually taking a class from someone.
It is. Yeah. It's fun to read the reviews that we get from that as well. I think one of the funniest reviews Yuvi got was, it was a complaint. He said, you only teach what you know. Yes. Yes, of course. But, it, you know, that's the idea, right? We can transfer that knowledge.
Well, I get the impression that you both have increased your base of knowledge.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
And we took disciplines.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a great marriage with UV on that, because he was a third generation fabricator. He grew up welding with his dad's company. You know, he grew up breathing steel dust, and then was in the Navy, and then went to school. Right, so he had all that hands on. Now he just needed the theory of why things work like that. I was a different story. I grew up not building things. I grew up playing sports and video games, right? So, and I went straight through to my PhD, and, you know, I became an expert in this kind of, you know, physics fluid. But now I then, as we sort of transfer this knowledge, I'm pulling UV up, and, you know, he's got his master's degree under me at A&M, and so, right, helping get his theory up, and then he's the one teaching me how to weld and getting my reality up. And it's interesting how that feeds off each other, can cross pollination. And so it's what you want in a partnership. Is it's not synergy isn't powerful enough to describe that process.